We've received 32 applications for the program at this stage, but our expectation is that, you know, over the coming period, that those numbers would certainly increase from an application perspective.
32 applications so far. Have any actually been successful to this stage?
Indeed, they have. At this point, there's been 8 approvals for just under $4.5 million. Now, there's 19 other applications at various stages of assessment and consideration. And if you do your maths, that would result in 5 other applications that have been declined at this point.
Declined, and for what reasons?
Varying reasons, but obviously viability is an issue in some instances and demonstration of need as well.
This is under the drought concessional loan scheme. Loans also still available through the farm finance scheme, because the two are quite separate?
They are indeed. They're very separate, and the farm finance concession loan scheme is still in place. So they're running side by side for this financial year. Under the farm finance concession loan scheme, we have an allocation of $30 million for this current financial year, whereas the drought concessional loan scheme, Queensland has an allocation of $100 million for that particular program.
Now, how does the process work? Because are people aware when they are applying of the differences between the two, or is that up to your office to determine, okay, you might not quite fall into the drought concessional loan scheme, but hang on, you can still apply for the farm finance scheme? How does that process work at the moment, given that the two are running concurrently?
Yeah, look, generally producers themselves will be aware, because the fact that they have to obtain this rainfall deficiency report from the Bureau of Meteorology. Now, if that clearly says that they're not in a 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 year drought scenario, then they would not be eligible for the drought concessional loan.
So it's a 1 in 20 year scenario?
That's correct. 1 in 20 year, but there is capacity to also come in under a 1 in 10 year scenario. But there's, I suppose, another hurdle there in terms of their being able to demonstrate that the financial strain that they're under is due wholly and solely to drought, etc.
Colin, what about the banks? Are they all cooperating with this scheme and being quite supportive if their customers are coming to you wanting a concessional loan?
Look, Craig, at this point, I'm seeing nothing but cooperation from the banks we're dealing with. You know, we will negotiate security positions with banks on a case-by-case basis, as one would expect, but I'm certainly not hearing or seeing any pushback, if you like, from banks with respect to this program.
Not at all.
No, and I must say that I've been around to a number of the banks, speaking to them, and they have a very clear understanding of the reasoning behind this from a government policy perspective, and the comments I'm getting are supportive of this particular program.